6:17 a.m. We are joined on our newsmaker line now by our good friend Craig Huey, author of 10voterguide.com, T-E-N-N, voterguide.com. It's for conservative voters who want to vote their values. Well, Craig, Williamson County, Davidson County results last night, sort of a mixed bag. How'd your candidates do, your endorsed candidates do in Williamson County?
Well, Michael, it was a mixed bag, and there were some surprises. And, you know, when you have candidates running, especially ones who have not had experience before and really don't have a lot of money and experience, running against incumbents, it becomes very hard to win an election. But the mixed bag is that some of them won and some of them lost. And it's the type of thing when we take a look at these local elections, they have powerful impact. I mean, just look at Williamson County and the problem with the forced masking at the schools and the problem with the curriculum. You would have thought that the conservatives within Williamson County, one of the most conservative counties in the entire United States, would have gone out en masse and to have thrown out anyone who would not have tried to change that curriculum and be able to reestablish great education and conservative principles within the school. But that did not happen. Now, there was some good news and some bad news.
Well, I need some good news. Give me some good news.
Okay. Well, let me start with the good news that isn't great news. The good news is that a group of people in Williamson County rose up and did something. They found candidates to run, and they actually got out the vote. Now, they've got to do better. They've got to do more organized.
What about the races, though? Let's talk about which of your endorsed candidates won in – let's start maybe with county commission. Who?
Sure. Well, let's take a look at District 5. We endorsed Mary Smith, and Mary won over an incumbent, Tommy Little. And it is very hard to go against the establishment, against the business community who usually backs the establishment, against the infrastructure of the Republican get-along, compromise, Rhino type Republicans.
So Mary Smith in the Williamson County District 5 for County Commission was sort of I don't know if you call her an upset victor, but she was an endorsed candidate who defeated the incumbent there, Tommy Little. Who were the other winners there? Was it Greg Sanford?
And then take a look at District 8. You have another incumbent that lost. An incumbent is not supposed to lose. It was a great win.
So the incumbent in District 8 who lost was, what, Jerry Rainey? Is that right?
Jerry Rainey and Barb Strucken. We endorsed her. Drew Torrey, we endorsed him.
So Drew and Barb won. So you had victories in the District 8 County Commission, your endorsed candidates. Any other bright notes on the Williamson County Commission?
No, I think those were the most surprising. But here's one of the key things. As I look at these results, get this, Michael. These good candidates that did lose, they lost by between 100 to 200 votes.
So just almost made it, right?
Almost made it. Just think, if they had been, one of the failures I found in Tennessee is that the churches don't get involved. You get one church, two churches, that candidate would have won. If you had had some people doing some digital marketing to build a database and go out and then get those people to the poll with a get-out-the-vote campaign, just like the organized Democrats do, they would have won.
So let's talk about the school board in Williamson County, Craig. 10voterguide.com endorsed Dan Cash.
He won
District 2.
He sure did.
In District 4, however, the incumbent Josh Brown defeated your endorsed candidate, Elliot Franklin. What happened there?
That was so sad. And again, that was about 200 votes. You're running against the incumbent. Elliot would have been such a great school board member. He was an awesome spokesman for parental rights. He stood against the curriculum. If anything, he should have won if there was really the uprising we're seeing in other parts
in
of the
District
country.
12, your endorsed candidate, Jamie Lima, did not win. Remember, there were six seats up this time for the school board, a total of 12. And then also, but I guess you did okay in District 8, right? Did Donna Clements win there?
Yes. And so we had a victory there. It's a scattered victory. And I guess the thing to think of is that Williamson County should be a conservative county, one of the most conservative counties in the nation. And so few people voted.
So let me ask you this, though. But in terms of the actual results, two out of four of the endorsed candidates in the Republican primary, you endorsed four out of the six in for Williamson County Board of Education. Two out of four won.
Correct.
Two lost. Yeah. Then you've got two candidates in six district. Deborah Pace, independent, will be in the general election in August. And then Doc Holliday, independent, for the general election in District 10. Why did they not vote, run in the Republican primary?
Well, you know, most independents are Democrats who know they probably won't win with a Democrat behind their name. In their cases, they all have their own reason as to why they didn't do Republican. A surprise to me, because even if you're not a Republican, you run as a Republican in Tennessee.
Well, let's talk about Davidson County for a minute. The big race there for district attorney. Nobody ran on the Republican side, and there hardly anybody showed up for hardly any races on the Republican side, except for one board race for the Metro National Public School Board. But let's talk about the big race there on the Democratic primary side. Incumbent Glenn Funk, who's sort of a center left guy, you endorsed him in that instance because he was less bad than Sarah Myers. He won.
You know what? That race was one of the most important races in Tennessee, and I'll tell you why. I fled the Los Angeles area because of a DA called Gascon, who is a George Soros DA, and there has been a breakdown of law and order because of him, as well as in other big cities. Glenn Funk is a liberal Democrat. His policies are horrible. I had to hold my nose and say, you've got to strategically limit evil, because the other two candidates were so much worse, and the candidate that he was running against is a formal Department of Justice prosecutor who is just like Gascon, who would have destroyed law and order in Nashville, and it would have been on an attack against the police. So
that was a victory of sorts, and you got the lesser of two evils there. Now, in the Metro Nashville Public School Board, in the Republican primary in the 2nd District, you endorsed Mark Woodward. You gave him 4 stars. He ran against Todd Pembroke and Janine Kingma in that primary. Looks like Todd Pembroke nearly won that race in the 2nd District with 478 votes to Mark Woodward's 463 votes. Todd apparently won that by 15 votes.
Woman.
Your thoughts?
My thoughts are that you do not have a great organization in the Republican Party, and that was reflected right there in that race, as well as all the other races.
One other thing here on District 4, Kelly Phillips, the Republican who you've endorsed, was not challenged, so she'll be facing a far-left Berthina Naba McKinney, who easily defeated incumbent John Little in that race.
Right.
That looks like, far-left Marxism versus, a traditional Americanism in that district. We've got 30 seconds. Your final thoughts on this, Craig Huey?
We've got to get organized. We've got to get people out to vote for the upcoming August primary. There are so many important races going on. And I can tell you my own experience, the security of the ballot here versus California is unbelievable.
So better here? I'm guessing in the second district you'll be for Todd Pembroke in the general, and in the fourth district you'll be for Kelly Phillips in the general. Is that right?
It is 100% right.
All right, Craig Huey, 10voterguide.com. Thanks for joining us. Come back again before the general election.
Great. Thanks, Michael.
All right. We'll be back with Crom Carmichael, the original star panelist, after this. This is the Tennessee Star Report. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.